Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Salam, Shabbat Jethro, Sabbath Jethro, Shalom. Here, here, here.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Kulatanya Kedame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Won't you to know I'm around?
Yes. Shabbat shalom. Sun is shining. Metaphysically speaking, right here on the After the Shabbat podcast, right here on the In and the Irid here, the Rastafari sabbatical study here for this 17th. Here we have Yitro in the Hebrew, Yotor in the Royal Amharic, and in the English, Jethro. And into the metaphysics, what's in the name Jethro for this Shabbat Jethro? In this Torah reading and feeding, we have the revelation of the 10 words known as the 10 commandments here. And for those of I and I, Rastafari disciples, we know the teaching of His Majesty that says to I and I, His advice to all is to fulfill the 10 commandments, a.k.a. also known as the 10 words. Asartu, Kalat, in the world Amharic, Asartu means 10, Asartun, Kalat, and in the Hebrew, Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words right here, here, here. So here, for this 17th sabbatical study named Jethro in the English, Yitro, we have the revelation of the 10 words. Now, this is Moses's Choteno, his father-in-law. He's also referred to as the priest of Midian. We emphasize here, he's a Hebrew priest of Midian, and there's an Ethiopian link with the Midianites, but also a Abrahamic link, seeing that Abraham's third wife, Keturah, had six sons for Abraham, and one of them is Midian. So thus, also seeing the link with the old-time, you can say spirituality, or some might say religion, the old-time Hebrew religion or spirituality in him coming forward, not being a Hebrew or Israelite, rather Israelite priest, but being a Hebrew, when he hears, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, when he hears of what Yahweh Jehovah had done did for the sons of Yisrael, he came forward to bless Jehovah and to offer sacrifices. Very, very significant. We can say Judaically, Hebraically, according to the faith of the Hebrews and the children of Israel and the Israelites, what he done did. Now, in latter-day Judaism, sometimes he is mislabeled, misnomered, or insulted as being a so-called pagan, a pagan priest. Now, we have to really put that word pagan in the box, in the timeout box, because it doesn't appear anywhere in the KJV. Yes, we use it as the world, flesh, and satanic seclorum use it. Many of us have used and abused it that way, but as we study and grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, we recognize the word pagan simply means countryside or one to dwell in the countryside. And urban means those who dwell in the city. And this terminology and its use, instead of what the Bible says, the Bible, the scripture says in the translation, nations, Gentiles, and heathen, to refer to other nations other than the children of Israel. So the children of Israel are given specific directions, instructions, and the other nations, they can do what they like, and Israel is instructed not to follow after the ways of the heathen, a.k.a. the goyim. Goyim, plural of goy, which goy means nation, and goyim means the nations. In this Torah reading and feeding, Israel is called a kadosh goy. So in the Hebrew, kadosh is holy, set apart, and goy is in a singularity, individuality, a nation. And so other nations are goyi. You know, it's like one would teach their children, and you tell your children, do what I tell you to do, right? And don't be following after all those other children. Let those children listen to their parents or whatever, you know, they're being told because you're my child. This is what Jah is saying to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, and to all of Yisrael. But here, today's daily psalm. Right, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 81. Now, Psalm 81 is Thursday's, right, or the fifth day of the Shabuah, the fifth day of the seventh psalm as a standing psalm, evening psalm. And here it is today's daily psalm, and here we come to the fulfillment, right, of this Shabbat Yitro, Senbet, Yotor, Sabbath, Jethro right here, where we have a revelation and a giving of the 10 words, the revelation and the giving of the 10 commandments. Now, for I and I, called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, but this message is for the Rasta curious, and the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari in the fuller fullness right here. As the teaching of His Majesty is very clear, and we'll share this once again right here before we segue, we're going to segue into a midrash, a study on today's daily sermon. Why? Because there's a significant correlation with this Torah reading and feeding that we're in. So according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, yes, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, it's very significant. It's quite significant that we have this link right here, both of the Torah reading and the daily psalm, according to the Royal Order. So here, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Here, O Israel, Sima, Sima, Rasta.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand,
Listen for the nation,
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Thou shalt worship no other God besides the Lord thy God, for the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity, now even done that. Blood is thicker than water, and even his arms will worship God. Run away from them disaster, heathen. Even still when you people imagine being things, for love is what we bring, and then we got to let it. That you like it. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Standing in the corner, never say that you can. Run, come, children, make me see you where you want. Even wages in at this young time, until you would jump and support my divine guidance. Tell me the sound of gonna make you live and breathe. We dash where you think and you know don't cross the river. This is the sound of gonna make you live and breathe. So the heathen get what he want. The heathen can get what he want. The rooty will the angle and the heathen will the blade. The rooty will the angle so the heathen got to fear.
Yes, I Roy, classic I Roy right there. I Roy Commandments 3, the heathen. So the proper term is the so-called pagan. Pagan means one who dwells in the countryside, and it is a Vaticanian Roman Catholic. It's part of their game. It's part of their game. In other words, if you was a Catholic or you submit to the eternal city, you know, what they call Rome, the city, and in the Latin, the city is urbane. As you say, one who dwells in the city is an urban person, they're urbanites, and if they dwell in the countryside, off the grid, they're a pagan. That's the true context of it. But according to the Babylonian, say the Roman Catholic thing, it basically said either you bow the knee, right, to Baal, right, to Papal, to the Pope of Rome, to the Roman system, right? If you did, then you could dwell wherever, but you're urban because you're part of that city, that eternal city. So it was a city versus country kind of a thing. But it causes confusion if we don't sort it out and suss it out and put it in its correct term. So although we might use it in grace still, you know, or it has been grandfathered in previous use without this higher gnosis, this higher knowledge, scripturally speaking, when it speaks of the heathen, when it speaks of the nations or Gentiles, is referring to other nations, as Israel is called to be a kingdom. Here in this Torah reading and feeding the 17th sabbatical, called to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a kadosh goy and a set apart nation or holy nation. So here, we're going to ride up right here. And today's daily psalm is Psalm 81, which is a standing psalm for Thursday evening. Now, we touched on this briefly previously on the Rastafari podcast, the Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion podcast. We touched on it right there, and we made the link even there with this Torah reading and feeding, Jethro, and the giving of the 10 words as we get into, you know, the details. Please take note to how the Psalm 81 ends, and also the next psalm, which is Psalm 82. And Psalm 82 is Tuesday. Psalm 82 is Tuesday's evening, the Tuesday evening psalm, Psalm 82. Now, Psalm 82 has a theme of corrupt judges, right? You know, it's about corrupt judges. Now, Psalm 82 is often the psalm that many ones and ones in the world and, you know, outside of the Torah observance and the guidance and the true light apply. They'll say, well, it says, God says we all are gods and everything else. So we are my God, you are goddess, and all this. All that is outside. All that is heathen. That's a heathen philosophy or heathen. That's heathen theology, right? According to the true Hebrew interpretation, when it refers to the Elohim in the psalm that follows today's daily psalm, Psalm 82, when it says, "I said, ye all are gods," is speaking to the shoftim or the judges. And what's interesting is that Jethro, here in this Torah reading and feeding, when he comes forward, right, to bless Jehovah after all he had heard that Jehovah had done for his people, he came forward to bless Jehovah. You know, it's very interesting to see that he saw his son-in-law adjudicating cases. In other words, in the camp after the Exodus, Moses was basically making peace, you know, looking into people's disputes. People had issues, situations. So like legal cases, exact court cases, you know, he was holding court, not so much in the streets, but within the camp, Moshe, right? In them streets, Moses was holding court from like morning, you know, the Boker to the Erev, right? From the morning to the evening, all by himself. So you can imagine the queue, the number of people waiting, you know, to bring their case before Moshe and get some sort of adjudication. So when Yitro came forward and saw his son-in-law, you know, in such a situation, he gave his advice. Now, the advice that Jethro gives to Moshe is interesting because here we get the order of the ancient administration of justice amongst those who are referred to as the shepherd, you know, shepherd kings or the hekshals on a certain level, or the shofs, what's known as the shofs. We have the term for judges is shoftim. We have a Torah reading and feeding also called shoftim. This idea, this advice is further developed there as we move forward in I&I sabbatical studies. But in this Shabbat Shalom, we have Moses' Ethiopian Hebrew or Midianite father-in-law offering him the advice for a judicial system, right? A system to adjudicate, reforming the adjudication of cases, a system of judges. And as we go through, we'll get to see in the Hebrew especially that these judges, these shoftim, are referred to collectively as Elohim because they rule and they are agents on behalf. In other words, they are the agents of Elohim because they adjudicate based on Elohim's law, based on HaTorah. This is brought out very clearly when reading and studying the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew. It's there in the English, but unless one is guided by the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, or, you know, one might, you know, miss it, and many ones have missed that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have one-to-one saying what they're saying, that when it says, I've said all you are gods, they're looking at it in the heathen sense, right? The heathen sense, the nation sense, other nations, you know, different peoples have their own God speculations or, you know, their own God ideas. But looking at it strictly in terms of Yisrael, this refers, right, after the Elohim, Jehovah, it refers to those who are judges. And here's another interesting point, even connecting the previous Torah reading and feeding. In the previous Torah reading and feeding, we have Moshe, right, being called in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. He is being made by Jehovah and Elohim, or God, Elohim, to Paro, to Pharaoh, the great house, the Sutanet, Sutanbet, as well as Aharon is his prophet. So we see this application of Elohim, right, outside of, or not outside, but in addition or connected with the fact that Jehovah is the power, the God powers. He is the power that we see Moshe, right, being made an Elohim to Paro, and Aharon, his prophet, his spokesperson, so to speak, right, his advocate, so to speak. And we also have the shoftim, the judges of Yisrael, those men who are worthy, right, to carry out the administration of justice. And therefore, that brings the true interpretation to Psalm 82, because it's a judgment against the so-called gods or the Elohim, but not the heathen gods of other nations, but applying it firstly and foremostly to the children of Israel for the lack of administration of justice, right, amongst Yisrael. In other words, the judgment must come first to the house of God, to the house of Elohim, therefore to Jah people. And it's connected with Psalm 81, what we have in Psalm 81. Without further ado, right here, right here it says, yeah, because Psalm 81 is speaking to the Israelites concerning certain ones of the children of Israel, right, who are not loyal or who are disloyal. As we have verse 8 to 10, just to bring out verse 8 to 10 to segue and link it with this 17th sabbatical study. Verse 8, it says, hear, O my people, and I will testify to thee, O Israel, Yisrael, if thou wilt hearken to me, to I, there shall no strange God, no foreign God, no strange God be in thee, neither neither shall thou worship any strange God. And then here in verse 10 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 81, we have the very word spoken, right? The very word spoken in the giving of the 10 words known as the 10 commandments. And also note that the 10 words, the 10 commandments, are the main and the only, one of the only areas of the giving of HaTorah where the people heard Yahuwah, Jehovah's voice, where Jehovah spoke these words, where Yahuwah Eloheinu spoke these words, where he says, I am. Anoki Yahweh Loheka, I be. Anoki, I be he who be, who be thy power, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, of Mizraim. So we have Jethro coming forward because he had heard all that Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, had done for Amo, his people, Yisrael. So here it says, Anoki Yahweh Loheka, Anoki I be he who be we be, Eloheka, the I Elohim, who brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim, open thy mouth wide. So also we have here the Hebrew opening of the mouth. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But verse 11, my people would not hearken to my voice, and Yisrael would none of me. Then it speaks in verse 12 how Jehovah would give them up to their own heart's lust, their own desires, their own ideas, ideologies, philosophies, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened to me, and Israel had walked in my ways, had trod it in my tribe. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Now note the hand, that strong hand he brought, called Yisrael, all of Israel, out of Mitzrayim by a strong hand, Biyad Chazaka, Biyad Chazaka, by a vigorous, a strong hand, right? The haters of Jehovah should have submitted themselves to him. So here, according to the context, not speaking of other peoples and other nations in this context, but of his own people, of I and I own people, of Jah's own people. The haters of Jehovah should have submitted themselves to him, but their time or their punishment should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee. Also note the change in that last verse between the third person, he, right, which says he should have fed them also with the fineness of wheat, and then the change from he to I, and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee. I mean, even that right there, Hebraically, has its significance. But here, my brothers and sisters and brothers, yes, I. Let's share this right here and ride up.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
The haters of Jah, Rastafari, should have submitted themselves to him, to his imperial majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natzei ahal hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, harninu l'Elohim, uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. Ri'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee,
neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Take up the melody and sound of the timbrel, the sweet harp with the psaltery. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm. Mizmor Fei Aleph, Mizmor Pei Aleph. Hear, hear, hear the third verse Hebraically, corresponding to the second in the KJV, but the third verse here, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. Seu zimra uatnu tofa kinora na'ima ima navella. Take up the melody. Seu zimra, rise up the chant. Seu zimra, seu zimra, seu zimra, seu zimra, rise up the chant. Take up the melody. Seu zimra, utnu tof, and sound the timbrel, and like to beat the drum, right? Utnu tof, utnu tof, kinora na'im, the harp, the kinor na'im, na'im, the sweet harp, kinor na'im, aima navel. With the psaltery, aim with navel, with navel, aim navel, with the psaltery. Su zimra utnu tof kinor naim aim navel. Rav Chiya bar Rabba taught the psaltery and the harp were the same. Rav Shimon Simeon taught the psaltery was one thing, the harp was another. They differed one from the other in the number of their bass and treble strings. Rav Huna said the name of Rav Asi, nor did they differ only in the number of their bass and treble strings, for the skin of the sounding board of one of them was not dressed. So here, a little midrash here on the psaltery, as we have it here in the midrash note. Other Yehudi will refer to the Aramaic, you know, for a targum or a turgum, a better insight or understanding of the biblical Hebrew, as we also, we Yehudi, right, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, and I, Rastafari Yehudi, also refer to the Aramaic and Hebrew, and here, in addition to the royal Amharic of the Metatarsus, of the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of the Maori Hadassalatic, his Bible, the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, in the royal Amharic, for clarification, right? So Rav Chiya bar Abba, he said that the psaltery and the harp were the same thing. Rav Shimon Simeon taught the psaltery was one thing and the harp was another. And they differed one from the other in the number of their bass and treble strings. Now Rav Huna also said in the name of Rav Asi, nor did they differ only in the number of their bass and treble strings, for the skin of the sounding board of one of them was not dressed. So here to get a clarification here on the harp, the sweet harp, what is mentioned as the sweet harp, the kinor na'im, and the nabel. Nabel, in the ancient Hebrew poem, nabel, modern Hebrew, navel, navel, aim navel, aim, aim, nabel. So the kinor na'im, aima navel. Here in the Metz of Kedus, in the Mezmore Dawit, here in the corresponding verse in the King of Kings Bible, we have Des Yemiya Senyawin Begena Ka Mesenko Gar, corresponding to the Hebrew Kinor Na'im Aim Nabel. Kinor Na'im Aim Nabel to Des Yemiya Senyawin Begena Ka Mesenko Gar. Others would probably say the Mesenko. So here we know that the Begana, since the Begana is described here as we have with the kinor, the harp, the kinor, and the Begana having 10, Ethiopically, according to the Israelites of Ethiopia, Ethiopian Hebrew, the covenant keeping people, the Begana, right, has those 10. And the Mesenko or the Mesenko has one. So we have the Kinor Nabel, the Kinor and the Nabel. The Kinor is described as being Na'im, sweet, of a sweet sound. Aim with the Nabel. With the Nabel, and the Nabel or Navel is translated in the English as the psaltery. So we have this insight right here, so we can refer this in our notes as well as for future studies, as according to the Royal Amharic right here, Des Yemiyah Senyawin, Des Happiness Yemiyah Senyawin, that which accompanies happiness, to say like causes, but really accompanies happiness, the Na'im, the sweet, Na'im, pleasant, something Na'im, being sweet, being pleasant, Kinor Na'im, the Des Yemiyah Senyawin Begana, so the Begana, 10 strings, so here the Kinor having the 10, Aim with the Nabel, the Mesenko, the Mesenko, 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 right, having this one string, like a violin, right, the Israelites of Ethiopia, the Ethiopian Hebrew covenant keeping people, a violin, ancient, say, the ancient harp and the psaltery. And Lamazeh, why was the psaltery called the Nebel? The Nebel or the Nabel, pointed as Nabel, but also Nebel. Why was it called the Nebel, Navel, Nevel, Nabel? Because it put to shame Min Nabel, every other kind of musical instrument. So the Nabel, the Nabel, corresponding with the Mesenko, Mesenko. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Eli, how many strings were there to the psaltery? 7, as is said, and here from the Psalm 119, verse 164, with seven a day do I praise thee? Hear. The answer to the question, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Eli, no doubt his teacher, how many strings were there to the psaltery? Seven, quoting Psalm 119, verse 164. Shava Bayom Hilalatika. Seven times a day, also maybe translated seven times a day, do I praise, I praise the Hilaltika, Shava, Bayom, Hilaltika, seven times Shava, Bayom, in a day, Shava, Bayom, Hilaltika. Or here translated as with seven a day. Do I praise thee? Do I praise the I? Shava Bayom Hilaltika. In the days of HaMashiach, in days of the Messiah, however, there will be eight strings in the psaltery. Eight strings in the Nevel. For it is said, according to Psalm 12, first verse, the superscription, the title, for the leader on the Shemanit, the eight strings, for the leader, chief musician, on the Shemanit, eight strings. Lamnatzeya, Allah, HaShemanit, Al HaShemanit, on the Shemanit, HaShemanit, Al HaShemanit, Lanatzeya, Al HaShemanit, for the leader, the chief musician, on the Shemanit, for the overcomer, La Menatzeya, Al HaShemanit, on the eighth, on the eighth string. And in the Olam Haba, in the eighth Haba, the time to come, the eighth, the psaltery, the Nevel, will be made with ten strings, as is said, up on an instrument of ten strings, up on the psaltery. Here, we have Psalm 92, verse 4. Upon an instrument of ten strings, upon the psaltery, Elei Asora, Wa Elei Navel, with an instrument, Elei Asor, ten, an instrument of ten, Elei Asor, Wa Elei. And the instrument of the Navel, Wa Elei Navel, Elei Asor, Wa Elei Navel, with an instrument of ten strings, and Wa Elei Navel, and with the psaltery, up on an instrument of ten strings, upon, in the translation of upon the psaltery, as the psaltery is the Nabel, and the Nabel corresponds with the Mesinko, right? The Mesinko, right? And that we know has one string. Then here, this verse, even the verse here in Mizmor, Adai Beit, Psalm 92, here he breaks the fourth verse, the Dalet verse, Elei Asor Wa Elei Nabel, more properly translated as the instrument of the Asor of the ten, Wa and Elei, instrument of the Nabel, of the psaltery, corresponding with the Mesinko that has one string, but we know that the Begina, the instrument of ten strings. So to see this prophecy revealed
right after the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, right, according to the royal order, and after the order of Malachi is Edek, Melchizedek. But here, we have a Midrash note. And here, the Midrash note, the eighth mode, Sheminit, the eighth mode functions as a genus. As a genus, or as one would say, as a genus that comprehends the other seven modes. The eighth mode functions as a genus. So it's the eighth mode, Ha Shemanit, the eighth mode functioning as a genus that comprehends the other seven modes. And this is the meaning of, for the leader, Lamnatzeach, Al HaShemanit, on the Shemanit, on the eighth, HaShemanit. They say, Ginze HaMelech by Yitzhak Isaac Ben Abraham Ibn Latif, published in Kokebei Yitzhak. Right, Kokebei Yitzhak, number 31, page 9, and quoted and translated in Eric Werner, and Yeshayahu Isaiah Son, The Philosophy and Theory of Music in Judeo-Arabic Literature. The Philosophy and Theory of Music in Judeo-Arabic Literature. Huka, HUCA 17, 1943, pages 551 to 553. In keeping with this Targum, or this Tirgum, this interpretation, the seven strings corresponding to the 7 days of creation would represent the present Olam, Alem, the present world, and the 10 strings, a perfect number, would represent the perfection of the Olam Haba, of the Olam, the world Haba, the world to come, the Olam Haba. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Fe Aleph, Pe Aleph. Psalm 81, here Hebraically, the Dalet, the fourth verse. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon. Here, the verse, Shemuli. Tikku Ba Chodesh Shofar, Ba Keseh Leyom Chageinu. Fuller verse, blow the horn, the shofar, the ram's horn, at the new moon. Tik'u Ba Chodesh Shofar, Tik'u Ba Chodesh Shofar, at the new moon, at the Chodesh, Ba Chodesh Shofar, the ram's horn. Tik'u, blow the horn at the new moon, at the full moon. Ba Keseh, at the full moon. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Even in Psalm 89, Hebraically the 16th verse, that reads, blessed is the people that knew the trumpet sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of thy, the eye countenance, the eye face. Hear, Psalm 89, verse 16. Blessed is the people that knew the trumpet sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Feit 8, page 8. Hear Psalm 89. Here at the 16th verse. Psalm 89, verse 16. Ashrei ha'am yodayah teruah. Yahuwah be'or paneka yehalekun. Happy Ashrei. So it's a happy, blessed in the sense of Ashrei. Happy. Happiness is the people that know the joyful sound. Ashrei ha'am yodayah teruah. They walk, O Lord, O Jehovah, in the light, the illumination of thy countenance. Yahweh, the orapaneka, yehalekun, yehalekun, they walk, they trod, the or, in the light, the illumination, in the orapaneka, the orapaneka, the orapaneka. In the light of thy male face, he who be, who he be. Ashrei ha'am yodaya terua. Yahuwah be'or paneka yehalekun. Blessed, happy, Ashrei is the people. Ashrei ha'am. Ashrei ha'am. That knew the trumpet sound. Yodai teruah. Yodai teruah. Yodai teruah. Know the teruah. That know the teruah. Hear the joyful shout. The teruah. 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 Urah. The teruah, the generation of the Midbar, Hamidbar, of the wilderness, knew by the sounding of the trumpet when to pitch camp and when to journey forward, as is said, make thee two trumpets of silver. Make the eye two trumpets of silver, and thou the eye shalt use them for the calling of the congregation, the aggregation, and for the journeying of the camps. Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 10, verse 2. Esay lekan. Shiteya chazot rota kesefa nikasha ta iseotam wi hayuelika le mikra ha eda ua le masa'a eta ha machinot. Make thee two trumpets of silver. Esay lika, make for the eye. Esay lika shite chazotrot. Shite two chazotrot. Chazotrot. Two trumpets kesef. Two trumpets of silver. Shite chazotrot kesef. Of beaten work shalt thou make them. Miksha ta'ese otam. And they shall be to the eye, for the eye, for the calling of the congregation, for the calling of the aggregation. Wehayulika le mikra ha'eda. And for causing the camps to set forward, and causing the camps. Ua le masa'a eta ha machinot. And accordingly, the end of the verse, they walk, they trod, yahalekun, 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 they walk, Yahweh. Yahweh and Jehovah, in the light of thy V.I. countenance. Be'or paneka. Yahweh, be'or paneka. Yehalakun. Is to be read in the light, the illumination of the words, even the words from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light, to give them illumination. Wayoa holeka lifnehem yo mama be amuda anana la ne khatama hatareka wa laila be amuda aisha le hayira lahem la leketa yo mama wa laila. And he be in Jehovah Wayoa went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. Why Yehovah Holake, and he who be we be trotted lifnehem before them. Why Yehovah Holeka lifnehem your mom by day or days your mom de amud in a pillar anan. A cloud, be amud anan, la ne chotama hadereka, to lead them, haderek, the derek, the way, we laila be amud aish, and by night, we laila, and by night, in a pillar, be amud of fire, aish, be amud aish, to give them light, lehayir lahem, to give them light, that they might go by day and by night, la leketa yomam walayla, that they might go by day. La leketa yomam, and by night, walayla. Wa yehowa holeka lifnehem yomama be amud anana. La ne chotama hatereka. Wa layla be amud aisha le hayira lahem. La leketa yomam walayla. And another comment, the words, blessed or happy is the people that know the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet sound. Happy is the people that know the trumpet sound. Ashrei ha'am yoda'ei teruah. Yoda'ei teruah. Ashrei ha'am yoda'ei teruah. Happy is the people that know the teruah. Teruah refers to ha'am, the people who intercalate the year and designate the day, hayom, that is the proper day for the sounding of the trumpet, of the shofar, the sounding of the trumpet. And the words, they walk, they trod, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, in the light of thy countenance, the illumination of thy face, Yahweh, the Or Paneka, Yehalakun. This means that according to Rav Abahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed to be, conforms to the calendar of the B'nai Yisrael, conforms to the calendar of the sons, the children of Israel. And here, Midrash point of reference on what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, conforms to the calendar of the B'nai Yisrael, Well, there's two points of reference in earlier Psalms, namely Psalm 4 and the fourth section, the Parak of the Midrash, goes into that more, as well as Psalm 19. Psalm 19, the 10th Parak, goes into that a little bit more of what does it mean that he who be conforms to the calendar of the B'nai Yisrael, to the calendar, their calendar, he who be he conforms. A little portion of this here, just a sample, Rav Hoshaya said, is there another nation like this nation whose decrees Ha'el, the true good, the true God himself, conforms to? Conforms to in what way? When the Diknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, meet to decree a leap year, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, conforms to their decision. With the elders in mind, David said in Psalm 57, he read the third verse, I call to God Most High El Elyon, to the Elohim that approves the causes I have in mind. By this he meant, praise be the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, who conforms to and approves whatever Yisrael, whatever Israel enacts. It is the way of the world that when a mortal king enacts a decree, his counselors cannot void it even if they wish to. They must carry out the decree of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus. Whether the decrees are acceptable, whether the decrees are acceptable to them or unacceptable to them. But HaMelech, if he, the king, the Negus, if he wishes to carry out his decree, he carries it out. If he wishes to void it, he voids it. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, carries out whatever decrees the Sanhedrin, the assembly on earth, enacts. When does He do so? At New Year's Day. After the earthly Sanhedrin assembly meets and comes to decision as, quote, we proclaim the second day of the week as New Year's Day, or the third day of the Shavuot of the week, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu convokes a heavenly Sanhedrin assembly of ministering angels and says to them, go down and see what decision the earthly Sanhedrin assembly has come to and enact it. And the ministering angels reply, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, the Sanhedrin assembly has enacted this. Such and such a day will begin the new year. Thereupon, on the day decreed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his seat up on his throne and judges his world. As it is said, even in Psalm 47, verse 6, verses 9 to 10, God is gone up, Elohim is gone up amidst the blowing of the trumpet. The Lord Jehovah amidst the sound of the horn. Elohim have proclaimed himself king over the nation. Elohim have taken his seat up on upon his holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the Elohim of Abraham. The thrones are put in place. The books are open. The heavenly Sanhedrin, the heavenly assembly, meets with him. For it is said, even in Daniel 9, the A part and the 10th verse, the B part, I beheld till the thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days did sit. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Some of the ministering angels are defenders, and others are accusers. And why? Lamaze, all of this? Because, here, linking with Psalm, today's Psalm, Mizmor Fe'aleith, Psalm 81, Hebrew, the fifth verse. What is a statute for Israel is an ordinance for the God of Jacob. What is a statute for Yisrael is an ordinance for the Elohei Yaakov. ki hog a le Yisrael hu mishpat a le lohe Yaakov. For it is a statute for Yisrael, the Sar of El, an ordinance of the Elohe Yaakov, an ordinance for the Elohe Yaakov. Ki hoka le Yisrael hu mishpat le Elohe Yaakov. And also in the 19th, the Midrash on the 19th Psalm, the 10th Perek, the 10th section, more on this particular theme, Chavarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, conforms to the calendar of the B'nai Yisrael. In a different Targum, a different interpretation, different Targum, the words are read, blessed or happy is the people that know the joyful sound. Ashrei ha'am yoda'ei teruah. Yoda'ei teruah. Yoda'ei teruah. Happy is the am, the people that know the joyful sound. That is, blessed, happy are the members of the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the assembly, who know the joyful sound of the give and take of Torah, HaTorah, of Torah study. That is to say, happy is the people that know the joyful sound, Ashrei Ha'am, Yoda'ei Teruah. That is, happy, Ashrei, are the members of the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the assembly, who know the joyful sound of the give and take of Torah study. They walk, O Jehovah, in the light, the illumination of thy countenance, of thy face. Yahuwah, be'or paneka, yehalekun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, conforms to their decisions and makes their faces shine with the radiance of HaTorah, with the radiance of the Torah, direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty. Rav Jose Ben Yaakov taught in the name of Rav Edi, who taught it in the name of Rav Acha, the verse from Bereishis, from Genesis, Genesis 49:21. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth words of a horn. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth words of a horn. Naphtali ayala sheluha ha notena imreya shafer. Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali. Naphtali ayala, a hind ayala sheluha let loose. He giveth goodly words. Ha notain imre shafer. Ha notain imre shafer. Or here in the Midrash, here in this Midrash brought out as Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth words of a horn. Ha notain imre shafer. This means that when the children of Naphtali were on a mission of Torah, a mission of Torah, they were as swift as the hind, and words of a horn, and Imre Shafer, refers to the fact that the words of Torah were given to Yisrael with shouts of joy and with the voice of HaShofar, voice of the horn, even the ram's horn. as is said even in Shemot, Exodus 20 and 15. And all the people perceived the thundering and the lightning, the voice of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. Hence, hear, even in today's psalm. Hence, it is said, blow the trumpet at the new moon. Tiko'u b'chodesh shofar. Tiko'u, blow, sound. B'chodesh, on the new moon, on the chodesh, b'chodesh, shofar, the ram's horn, the ram's horn. Tiko'u b'chodesh shofar. In a different exposition, blessed, happy, context, ashrei ha'am, happy is the people that know the trumpet sound. Ashrei ha'am, yoda'ei teruah. Rav Yosiah said, but the goyei ha'aret, the Gentiles of the earthly plain, the nations of the earth, have they not many trumpets too? Have they not many bugles? Have they not many horns? But, Ashrei Ha'am Yoda'ei Teruah. Happy is Ha'am, the people, Jah people, that know the shofar sound. The trumpet sound refers to Yisrael, to Israel, the Sar of El, the people, Ha'am, who know how to propitiate their creator, the irator, the blameless irator, with their shout of joy and with the voice of Ha-Shofar, with the voice of the Ram's horn, as when they walk, O Jehovah, in the light of thy countenance, Yahuwah, Be'or Paneka, Ti'yi Halekun, Yahuwah, Be'or Paneka, Yehalekun. They walk, Yehalekun, O Jehovah, Be'or Paneka, Yahuwah, Be'or Paneka, Yehalekun. In the 10 days, in the 10 days between New Year's Day or Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, the day of the shouting, Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah, New Year's Day, and Yom HaKippurim, and the day of the atonement, the at-one-ment.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yeah!
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagidid le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu, arminu l'Elohim uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But I want a next verse with Amalek.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes, sir. Outside the Hebrew and now inside here with the Royal Amharic right here. Right up verse by verse, today, Daily Psalm, Psalm 81.
مزمور ثمانية بقنف ثمانية أنت لما زمران عليك بواشين يا أصاف مزمور برد إتاك شنبك زيادير دس سيبالاك لاكو بمعملاك للبر زماريون أنسو خبرون مستو دس يميا سنيون بغناك مسن قغار بمباچاك أنبك فتنيون بعلاك شنكن ملكة النفو لإسرائيل سرعات هنا ونا يا عقوب المملك فرد كجبس بوت عجزي ليوسف مسكر عقوب يا لوك هتنك وانقوى سما عنك عونك شكم الجوت نمي بكر تات كما جزع تارا فما كرا عجزي ترهن يدان فهم بتصور عولو مملس كل بكر كروها زندم فتنكو ህዝቤ ሆይ ስማኝ እነግርሃለሁ እስራኤል ሆይ እመሰክርልሃለሁ አንተስ ብትሰማኝ ሌላ አምላክ አይሆንልህም ለሌላ አምላክም አትሰግድ ከግብጽ ምድር ያወጣሁህ እኔ እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ ነኝና አፍህን አስፋ እሞላዋለሁ ህዝቤ ግን ቃሌን አልሰሙኝም እስራኤልም አላዳመጠኝ እንደ ልባቸው ሥራ ተውኳቸው በልባቸውም ማሳብ ሄዱ ህዝቤ ሰምቶኝ ቢሆን እስራኤልም በመንገዴ ሄደው ቢሆን ጠላቶቻቸውን ፈጥኜ ባዋረድኳቸው ነበር በሚያስጨንቋቸውም ላይ እጄን በጣልኩ ነበር የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶችም በተገዙለት ነበር ዘመናቸውም ለዘላለም በሆነ ነበር ከስንዴብ ስብ ባበላቸው ነበር ከአለቱም ማር ባጠገባቸው ነበር
Some people still searching for this truth here. Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menaj. Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Salamta, Kainais, Taling. Greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmure Dawit, Semanya And, Psalm of David, 81st Psalm. It's themed a festal meditation, a festival meditation. Ladas Baal Yemizem Kene. Ladas Baal Yemizem Kene. Four tabernacles for the Feast of Tabernacles Yemizem Kene. A composition, a Kene, a chant, Kene, an ode that was chanted, that was sung for the Feast of Tabernacles. Today's daily song. In the Judaic tradition, it connects the song with the harvest festival, Tabernacles, in the seventh month of the year. A few accepted by some of the modern commentators on today's daily psalm. Others prefer to associate today's daily psalm with the Pesach, Fasica, Passover, because of the mention of the Exodus in verse 5. But some think this might be less likely. It is true that the redemption from Egypt is conspicuous in the Mezmor, in today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Semanya An, the 81st psalm. But that event was the prelude to the full development of Ekeziah Beherz, the sustaining, the good, the generous Ab's goodness, which was to be discerned in the possession of a fruitful country, producing abundant harvest. Now, there's abrupt change of theme at verse 6, which has given rise to the hypothesis that we have in the Mezmor, two fragments joined together, but there is a connecting thought that the psalmist should pass from a summons to the celebration, the celebration of the festival, to a consideration of its religious, its spiritual significance. Is perfectly natural, and a view of Ekeziah here to sustain his relationship and his relation to Israel is surely not unsuitable for a festival hymn, a festival hymn. The connection of that relationship is not unsuitable in view alike of the general commemorative purpose of the festival and of the particular fact that it was the occasion for the septennial recitation. Every 7 years, a septennial recitation of HaTorah, of the Orit, of the law, which was based upon that very relationship. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 81. Superscription, Lemezemrana leka bewashint ye asaf mezmor. Lemezemrana leka, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, upon the gittith, a psalm of Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, a psalm of the gatherer. Gittith here, Bamarinya Bewashint, Washint, is a harp, or here they have it as a flute. Lemezemrana leka, Lemezemrana leka, for the chief musician, Bewashint, ye Asaf mezmor. Asaf mezmor. So here we have Bewashint, Washint, a flute, upon the flute or the pipes. Ya'asaf mezmor. Ya'asaf mezmor. Now, in Psalm 8, we have Psalm 8, the superscription to Psalm 8, we have the Gittith or Hagittith. Now, there's two particular explanations that are possible based on Judaic tradition. Now, the Targum or the Targum, it connects the term with the city of Gath from the Hebraic, suggesting a musical instrument or melody which may have had a Philistine origin. Now, the Midrash sees a connection with Hebrew Gat, the wine press, hence a tune associated with vintage, in the vintage time, the harvest time, and the vintage songs. Modern scholars, they favor this second alternative. So here, just with the opening introduction for today's daily psalm, as well as the fact that Psalm 81 is the Thursday evening psalm, this should also be noted. So here, Mikai and I ride up. It's a ma'ab, wulib, memphis, kudus, ahadu amlak. Today's daily song, Mezmor Samanya And, Ledas Baal Yemizem Kene, Lemezamarana Laka Bewashint, Ye Asaf Mezmor. Sama'a Woman says, Kedus Ahadu Amlak, in Jamralin. We begin. Kuter An, verse 1. Bered etachin beegziavir desibelachu le yaikobim amlak ilil bellu. Sing aloud to Egziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous of our strength. Bered etachin beegziavir desibelachu. Make a joyful noise to the God of Jacob. Le Ya'ikobim Amlak, Elil Bellu, Kuter Hulet, Zamarewinna Ansu, Kabronima Situ, Desyemia Senyawinna Begena, Be Kamesenko, Kamesenko, Gar, take a song. Zemareun ansu, and bring hither the timbrel, kabronema situ, the kabro, the thunder bass drum, the pleasant harp with the psaltery, desimia senyawina begena ka mesenko gar kuter sauce, verse 3. Bem bachak en the kaftenyao the alachinak en melakatin nifu. Blow up the trumpet. Melakatin nifu. Melakatin. Melakatin nifu. In the new moon, in the time that I were appointed on our solemn feast day. Bem bachak en. The kaftenyao be alachin ken melakatin nifu kuter arat verse 4 le israel se atu nowena ye yaakov mamlak ferd for this was a statute for Israel le israel se atu nowena and a law of the God of Jacob ye yaakov mamlak ferd Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kagibit Abawit Agize, Le Yosef Miskura Akom. Yalawek Hutin Akwankwa Samau. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony. When he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Kogibit abewet agize le Yosefa miskara komo. Yalawek uhutina kwankwa samao. Kuta sedist, verse 6. Chankawin kashek ijochunima bekarchata kamegazata rakuhu. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Bemekrah gizet raheng adan huhim. Yetesawre auloma meles huli. Bekurkurwicha zendim afeten hu. Thou, the I, callest in trouble, and I delivered the I. Bemekrah gizet rahem, thou callest in trouble. Adan huhim, I, and I delivered, I delivered, saved the I. I answered the eye in the secret place of thunder, beta sawara auloma malesa huli. I proved the eye at the waters of Meriva Selah. Bekurkur wucha, at the waters of strife, bekurkur wucha zendim fatenahu. Cement, verse 8. His vehoi, Saman, in Negerahal hum, Israel hoi, a massacre al halo. Hear, O my people, and I will testify to the I, his vehoi, Saman, in Negerahal hum, O Israel, Israel, hoy, emesakara lahalo. O Israel, if thou will hearken, if thou will hearken to I, kuter zeten, antesa bitasemain leilam laka aya hona lehim, leleilam lakim atasegdim. There shall no strange God be in the eye. Antes, bittasemain, leila. Antes, in you, the eye, male. Bittasemain, if you hear I. Leila, I'm like another source. Ayahon lehim. There shall no strange God source be in the eye. Leila, I'm like him. Atasagadim, neither shalt thou worship, prostrate, any strange, any other source. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Kagibit amidara yawet Yahweh Tahu, Enegez Yahweh Ramlakehinna, Afehinasfa, Emolawal Hum, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, Kagibitz Midr, Yahweh Tahu. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Emolawal hum kuter asra and hisbegin kalein ala semunim Israel maladamet enyim. But my people would not hearken to my voice. Hisbegin. But my people, Kalein, my voice, Allah Semunim, would not listen to. And Israel, Israelim, Allah Damet Enyim, would none of I, would not pay attention to I. Kutel Asra Hulet, verse 12. In the Labacho Sera, Tauhacho. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, in the lebacho, like their heart's sarah, like their heart's work, tauhacho, I left them. Bel lebacho wim asab hedu, and they walked, and they tried it, they walked in their own counsels. Bel lebacho wim asab hedu, kuter asra sos. Verse 13, his base, Semton Bihon, Israelim Bemengedehedo Bihon, oh, that my people had hearkened to I, his base, Semton Bihon, and Israel had walked in my ways, Israelim Bemengedehedo Bihon. Kutel Asra Arat, verse 14. Talato Chachowina Fetni Ba Wared Huachonebr Bemiasach Enna Quachowima Laya Ejina Bet Alhunebr. I should soon have subdued the enemies. Talato Chachowina Fetni Ba Wared Huachonebr. And turned my hand against their adversaries. Bemiyasach enukwachuwimalai, ijain betalhunabur, kuter asara amis, verse 15. Ye gaziyavihirat elato chima, betagezuleta nebur, zemenachuwimalizalalema, behone nebur. The haters of Ekeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, should have submitted themselves to him. But their time should have endured forever. Sidis, verse 16. Kasinde masiba ba belacho neber ka alatu mamara ba egabacho neber. He should have fed them also with the fineness of wheat. Kasinde masiba ba belacho neber, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee, I. Ka alatumar bat egabacho neper.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. now. Call in, call in, call in, call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music can all bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور ثمانية بك النف ثمانية عن لما زمران عليك بواشين يا أصاف مزمور فرد إتاتشن بك يا فيردس سبلات لاكو بما ملاك للبر زماري ونانسو كبرون مسطو دس يم يصن يون بغنا كمسن قوغا بمباچاك أن بكفتن يوم بألاتشن كان ملكة النفو ለእስራኤል ሥርዓቱ ነውና የያዕቆብ አምላክ ፍርድ ከግብጽ በወጣ ጊዜ ለዮሴፍ ምስክር አቆመ ያላወቅሁትን ቋንቋ ሰማ ጫንቃውን ከሸክም እጆቹንም በቅርጫት ከመገዛት አራቀ በመከራ ጊዜ ጠራኸኝ አዳንሁህም በተሰወረ አውሎም መለስሁልህ በክርክር ውሃ ዘንድም ፈተንሁ ሕዝቤ ሆይ ስማኝ እነግርሃለሁ እስራኤል ሆይ እመሰክርልሃለሁ አንተስ ብትሰማኝ ሌላ አምላክ አይሆንልህም ለሌላ አምላክም አትሰግድ ከግብጽ ምድር ያወጣሁህ እኔ እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ ነኝና አፍህን አስፋ እሞላዋለሁ ሕዝቤ ግን ቃሌን አልሰሙኝም እስራኤልም አላዳመጠኝም እንደ ልባቸው ሥራ ተውኳል በልባቸውም ማሳብ ሄዱ ሕዝቤ ሰምቶኝ ቢሆን እስራኤልም በመንገዴ ሄደው ቢሆን ጠላቶቻቸውን ፈጥኜ ባዋረድኳቸው ነበር በሚያስጨንቋቸውም ላይ እጄን በጣልኩ ነበር የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶችም በተገዙለት ነበር ዘመናቸውም ለዘላለም በሆነ ነበር ከስንዴ ብስብ ባበላቸው ነበር ከአለቱም ማር ባጠገባቸው ነበር
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And here, 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 Hebrew first words here for this 17th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Here, second book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 18. Here for the Hebrew first words for this Torah portion. Yitro, or Jethro. Hebrew first words here from the Sefer Shemot, from the Book of Names, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Exodus chapter 18. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian, Chotein Moshe, Eit Kol Asher, Asa Elohim, Le Moshe, U Le Yisrael Amo, Ki Hotzi Yehovah, Et Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that Elohim had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that Yahweh, that Jehovah, had brought Israel out of Egypt. Hebrew first words here, Jethro, Hebrew first words, Yitro. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian, Choten Moshe, Eit Kol Asher Asah Elohim Le Moshe, Ule Yisrael Amo, Ki Hotzi Yehovah, Et Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that Elohim had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, how that Jehovah had brought Israel out of Egypt, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Jethro heard, Vayishma'a Yitro, and Jethro heard, Jethro Yitro, Vayishma'a Yitro.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. Shem Ha'av v'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak.
Le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Joy is thine light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in, call in, call in, call in, call in. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom, Ami, Ami, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom to my brothers and sisters, according to that word of prophecy in Hosea, Hosea chapter 2, just follow up, so we say Shalom, Ami, Ami, yes, greetings, greetings, yes. Greetings, my people, yes, here on the air and in the iron, yes, I hit up your social media, invite ones, let them know we're on the air, share, whether they're here for beer. Yes, I, Rastafari, Discipleship Radio, is on the air. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. I am Tafari, Ras, I Adonis Tafari, of the line of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, Moa, and Besa, Machibar. Yes, I, come, 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 come. Yes, I, come make I and I rally around. Yes, I, Jatron. Word, sound, power of the King of Kings Christ. Bible, Shah Bible, make I and I study, shoot, I and I selves approve. Shalom, Ami, Shalom, yes, I, Shalom, yes, I, brothers, Shalom, yes, I, brothers, and sisters.
Yes, 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 about to ride over here, 17 sabbatical study right here, here, here. Got like four minutes for ones and ones and live things to call in. Also stay tuned for the first day service, Sunday service coming forward at the 1 a.m. Iowa. So here. That's the ride out with your 17th basket study. Shabbat. Shabbat Yitro. Senbet Yota. Sabbath Jethro.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now. Now. call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I be a testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, and as forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the Lamb. And the lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you not read up your Bible.
Bakadamawi.
In Slavia.
The whole place is due for
help. You named a God and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you named a God and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. When I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael.
Hear for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, first up offering up here. For this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18, redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here picking up with the Sefer Shemot. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, first up offering up here for this Shabbat, 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 Sabbath, Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18, redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here picking up the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, 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 Exodus chapter 18. Hebrew first words here. V'shem ha'av v'hatein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who ye be, the one. V'yishma'a yitro, kohen midian, chotein Moshe, eit kol asher asa Elohim, le Moshe, ula Yisrael ammo, ki yahotzi hua etta Yisrael mimitzrayim. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim, the true good, the true God, had done for Moshe, for Moses, and for Yisrael, for Israel, his people, and that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had brought Yisrael mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Vayishma'a Yitro, and he heard Yitro. And Yitro, Jethro heard, Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian Chotein Moshe, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of the Chotein Moshe, Eit Kol Asher Asa, Asa, Elohim, 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 all that Elohim had done, Le Moshe, for Moses, U le Yisrael, Ammo, and for Yisrael, for Israel, Ammo, his people, Ki Yahotzi Yahuwah, how Yahuwah Jehovah had brought, had exodused, Ki Yahotzi Yahuwah et Yisrael, Israel, Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Then Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moshe's wife, Eshet Moshe, Moshe's Eshet Orset, after he had sent her back, after he had sent her, and her two sons, of whom the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Ki amar gera, hayiti be'eretza nakriya. And the name of the other, Eliezer. And the name of the other, Eliezer. Ki elohe ari be'ezri. Vayatzeleini me'chereb paro. For the Elohim of my father, Elohe Avi, for the Elohim of my father, said he, was mine help, Be'ezri, in my help, Be'ezri, and delivered, and I livered, Vayatzeleini, and had delivered, had snatched I, delivered I, Vayatzeleini, me chereb paro, from the sword, the chereb of Paro, and Yitro and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife, Ishto or Seto, with his orset to Moshe, Bamidbar, into the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim, at Har Ha-Elohim. And he said to Moshe, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, Yitro, and come to the eye, and Ishteka, and the eye Ishet, Eshet, Oset, the eye wife, and her two sons with her. And Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance, bowed, and kissed him. And they asked each other of their shalom, of their welfare. And they came into the tent,
And Moshe and Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had done to Paro and to the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for Israel's sake. All the travail that had come upon them by the way, and Yahuwah, how Jehovah delivered them. Vayesaper Moshe lechotno et kol asher asah Yahuwah lefaro ula mitraim ala odot Yisrael et kol hatala'a asher mitzatam ba derek vayatzelim Yahuwah. And Yitro and Jethro rejoice for all the goodness Yahuwah had done to Israel, to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians. Why had Yitro al kol ha-Torah Asher asah Yahuwah le Yisrael asher hi silo miyad Mitzrayim. Now, and Jethro and Yitro, and Yitro said, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Paro, out of the hand of Pharo, Pharaon, the great house, who have delivered Ha'am, the people, from under the hand, from under the yard of the Mitzrayim. Now, I know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, greater than all gods, than all Elohim, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, He was above. Vayomer Yitro Baruch Yahuwah Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am Miyad Tachata Yada Mitzrayim Ata yadaeti yakiya gadoli Yehova mikol ha'elohim ki ba'davar asher zado elehem. And Yitro said, and Jethro said, Vayomer Yitro Baruch Yahowa Baruch Yahowa. Blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyada Mitzrayim. Blessed be he who be who he be, who have snatched you out of the hand, out of the yard of the Mitzrayim. Baruch Yahuwah Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro, and out of the yard of Paro, out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the hand of the great house, Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am Miyatachat Yad Mitzrayim, who hath delivered Ha'am, who has snatched, delivered the people, Asher Hitzil Et Ha'am Miyatachat, from under Mitachat Yad Mitzrayim, from under the hand of the Mitzrayim. Ata Yadaiti, now I know. Ata Yadaiti, Ata Yadaiti, now I know. Ata Yadaiti Yakiya Gadoli Yahuwah, now I know that Jehovah is greater. Mi kol ha-Elohim, then all the Elohim, then all the natures, then all the Elohim. Mi kol ha-Elohim, ba-davara asher zadua elehem, yea, for that they dealt proudly against them, ki for Vadavar, by the word Asher, that which Yadu Layham,
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 Layham, for that they dealt proudly against them,
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 against them.
For in the thing, for in the word, ki, Vadavar, Vadavar, ki, Vadavar, Asher Zadu Layham. For in the davar, the word, in the thing, for in the thing, ki va davar, for in the thing, the word wherein they dealt proudly, ki va davar asher zadu,
Layham,
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 Layham. Above them, he was above them. Now, Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim, Lelohim, and Aharon, and Aaron came, and all the Zikne Yisrael, all the elders of Yisrael, to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law, Lifne HaElohim, before the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netch of Netches. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayikach Yitro. Choten Moshe, Ola, Ua ze vachim lelohim, Wayavo, Aharon, Wekola, Zikne Yisrael, Le ekola lechem, Im Choten Moshe, Lifne ha Elohim, and Yitro, and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took, Wayikach Yitro, and he took, Yitro and Jethro took, Vayikach Yitro, Choten Moshe, Moses' Choten, the Choten of Moshe, Moses' father-in-law, Ola, Ola, a burnt offering, a holocaust offering, an ascension offering, Ola, U-Zivahim, U-Zibachim, and sacrifices, Uzavachim, Lelohim, for Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Wayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Wakola Zikne Yisrael, and all the Zikne of Yisrael, all the elders of Israel. Le'ekol Lechem, to eat bread. Le'ekol Lechem, to eat bread. Im Chotein Moshe, with Moses' Chotein, with Moses' father-in-law, Lifne HaElohim,
Elohim,
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 for the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity,
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 Hebrew
Trinity.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Gevio Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second Aliyah,
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 of offering, offering up, second ascension here, the second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro, 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 here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18 here at verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe, that Moses sat to judge Ha'am, the people, and Ha'am and the people stood by Moshe, stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. Vayehi, Mia machoret, mi machorata, vayesheva Moshe, lishpot, et ha'am, vaya emoda ha'am, al Moshe, min ha'boker ad ha'arav. And it came to pass, vayehi, and it came to pass on the morrow, vayehi, mia machorot, mi machorat, mi machorat. Vayehi miya ma chorat, and it came to pass on the morrow, vayeshev, that sat Moshe, that Moses sat, vayeshev Moshe lishpot, that Moses sent to judge et ha'am, the people. Vayeshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am. Vayaemod ha'am. And the people stood. Vayaemod ha'am. And the people stood. Alam Moshe stood about upon about Moses. Min ha'boker, from the boker, from the morning. Min ha'boker ad ha'arev, from the morning to the evening, 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 the evening. And when Moshe's chotein, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to Ha'am, to the people, he said, what this thing that thou doest to Ha'am? Why sittest thou thyself alone, all one, and all Ha'am, the people, stand by thee from morning to even, 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 even. Vayare'e chotena Moshe et kol asher hu oseh la'am. Vayomer ma hadavar hazeh, 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 hazeh. Asher ata oseh la'am. Madu'a ata yosheva levadeka. We call Ha'am, Mitzava, Aleka, Mina Bokerra Ad Areva. And when Moses' Chotein, father-in-law, saw Wayare'e Chotein, Moshe, all that he did to the people, Eta Kol Asherahu, Ose La'am, he said, Wayomer, Ma, Hadavar Hazeh, what is this thing? What is this word? What is this matter? What is this thing? Mah hadavar hazeh asher ata oseh la'am, that thou, the I male, doest to the people. Asher ata oseh la'am. Madu'a, 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 madu'a. Why? Madu'a ata. Why the I? Madu'a ata yoshev levadeka. Why sittest thou thyself levadeka, by thyself alone, levadeka? We call ha'am nitzav aleka. And all the people, and all the people stand about thee, I mean boker, from morning, ad arev, to the Arab, to the Arab, to the evening, to the evening. And Moshe said to his father-in-law, said to Chotino, his father-in-law, because the people, Ha'am, come to me, to inquire of Elohim. Vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki yavo elai ha'am, lidrosh Elohim. And Moses said to his chotno, his father-in-law, Vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki yavo, because coming elai to I ha'am, because the people come to I, ki yavo elai ha'am. Lidrosh Elohim, to inquire, lidrosh, to seek, to inquire, lidrosh Elohim, of the true good, of the true God. When they have a matter, they come to me, they come to I, and I judge between one and another, and I do make know the statutes of Ha-Elohim, Etahukei Ha-Elohim. And his laws were eta torotayo. And Moshe's father-in-law Chotein said to him, the thing that thou doest, not good. Vayomer Chotein Moshe Elayo, lo tov. Hadavar asher ata oseh, the davar, the matter, the word that thou doest is lo tov, not good, lo tov, hadavar asher ata oseh, thou wilt surely wear away, both thou, the eye, and this people, that with the eye, for this thing, too heavy for the eye, thou art not able to perform it thyself, alone. Hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with the eye. Be thou for the people to Elohim word, that thou, the eye, mayest bring the causes to Elohim, to Ha Elohim. Lotov hadavar ra'asha ata oseh. Not good, the thing that the eye doeth. Navola, tivola, gamata, gamha amhaze ashara imach, kia, kaveda, mimka, mimka, ki, kaved, mimka, too heavy for the eye, hadavar, lo tukala, esehu, le vadeka, surely thou will wear away. We away both thou and this people that is with the eye. Kia kaveda mimka, for the thing is too heavy for the eye. Kia kaveda mimka hadavar lo tukala esehua le vadeka, the eye art not able to perform it thyself. Le vadeka alone. Ata shema'a. Bikoli, hearken now to my voice. Ata, now. Ata, shema'a. Now hearken here, bikoli, to my voice. Ia atzika. I will counsel. I'm counseling the eye. Ia atzika. Wihi Elohima imach. Hey, ata la'amula ha Elohima we heveta ata eta ha-devarim illa ha-Elohim. I will give the eye counsel. Hearken now, ata shema'a bikoli, to my voice, bikoli. Iya atzika, and I will counsel, give counsel, I will counsel the eye. Iya atzika, we hi Elohim imach, and Elohim be with the eye. We hi Elohim imach. Hey, yay, ata la'am, be thou the eye for the people, mullah ha Elohim, before Elohim, we heveta ata eta hadvarim el haElohim, and bring the eye, and bring thou, we heveta ata, and bring the eye, eta hadvarim, the causes, the words, hadvarim, the matters, el haElohim, to haElohim, the true good, the true God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt shew them the way wherein they must try, and the walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, such as reverence, respect Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to the eye, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with the eye. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee, so then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place. Be shalom in shalom, 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 shalom,
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro. Here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 18. Here at verse 24. For the Shalishi. Here for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath, Jethro. Vayishma'a Moshe, likol achotino, vayasa kol asher amar. So Moses, Moshe, hearkened, obeyed, listened attentively, hearkened, obeyed. Vayishma'a Moshe, hearken to the voice of his father-in-law, likol achotino. And he did all that he had said. Vayas kol asher amar. And he did vayas kol all asher, that which amar, that which he had said. And Moshe and Moses chose able men out of kol Yisrael, chose able men out of all Yisrael, and made them heads. And made them rases, heads over Ha'am, over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Vayivachar Moshe, Anshei Chayil, Mikol Yisrael, Vayiten Otam Rashim, Al Ha'am, Sarei, Elafim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Hamishim, with Sarei Sarot. And Moses chose Vayivchar Moshe. And Moses chose Vayibachar Moshe. Able men. Anshei Chayil, 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 Chayil. Men of Chayil. Able men, Anshei Chayil, out of all Yisrael, Mikola Yisrael, Vayiten Otam Rashim, and made them heads, Rashim, made them rases, Vayiten Otam Rashim, Al Ha'am, over the people, Sare Lafim, Sare, rulers, Sars, ruler, Sare Lafim, rulers of thousands. Sareya Meot, rulers of hundreds. Sareya Chimshim, rulers of fifties, of fifties. Visareya Sarot, and rulers of tens. And they judged Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moshe, to Moses. But every small matter, they judged themselves. And Moshe and Moses let his father-in-law, Chotano, depart. And he went his way into his own land,
I'm indigenous. Only money will I still ask the idea. Rastafari. Till the fun we are part flesh. The conquering lion. Counting up things loud applause to the lion.
I know you're gonna
try him now. Report to your channel. Come up. Let's go to Africa.
Lots of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat Yitro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 19. For the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, fourth of offering up, the fourth reading here. For this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Redemption, third item experience. The ninth stage of the journey, the ninth stage of the tribe, Yisrael. Israel at Sinai, Israel at Sinai. Ba Chodesh, Ha Shishi, Lutz Eita B'nei Yisrael, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh, Ba'u Midbar Sinai. In the third month, the third moon, when the B'nei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were gone forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. Ba Chodesh HaShishi, in the third month, Le'eta B'nei Yisrael, after the children of Israel were gone forth, Ne'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the Eretz, out of the land, Ne'eretz Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, Bayom Hazeh, in the day, Hazeh, this, the same day. Bayom Hazeh, Ba'u, they came, Midbar Sinai, came they into the Midbar of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness in the Midbar. And they are Yisrael, Israel, camped before the mount. Vayis'u mei Rephidim, vayohu Midbar Sinai, vayachinu ba Midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha-har. Redemption, third item, experience. Grace given up for law. Verse 3. And Moshe and Moses went up to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Yahuwah Jehovah called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children, the sons of Yisrael, U Moshe Allah il ha'Elohim wa'yikra elayo Yahuwah min ha'har lemor koh tomar le'reita Yaakov ve'tageid livnei Yisrael, ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you all to myself. Atem ritem asher asiti le Mitzrayim. Wa'esa etkem al kanfei nisharim. Wa'avi etkem elai. Now, therefore, if y'all will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then y'all shall be a peculiar treasure to me, to I, above all people, for all the earth mine. And ye and y'all shall be to me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These, the words which thou, the I, shall speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Atem ritem asher asiti le Mitzrayim. Wa esa etkem al kanfei nisharim, wa avi etkem elai. We ata im shamoa tisham u bikoli, ushamartem eta deriti. We he item li, se gula mi kol ha amin. Ki li kol ha Aret. Ye y'all have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought y'all to myself, to thyself. Now, therefore, the Ata, w'ata, im, shamoa, tishamu, if y'all will hearken and hearing it, hear. Shamoa tishamu bikoli. If y'all will hearken, hear in hearing. Shamoa tishamu bikoli. To my voice, to my voice indeed. Ua shamartem etabriti. And keep and guard. U shamartem and keep and guard. U shamartem etabriti and keep I covenant. Where ye tem li, then ye and yom shall be mine. Segula, 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 segula. Where ye tem and yom will be li for me. Segula, mine own treasure. Segula. Mikol ha amin, from among all peoples. Ki li kol ha aret, for all the earth is mine. We atem tihiyu li mamleketa kohanim. We boyak adosha el hadvarim asher titaber el bnei Yisrael. These are the words. El hadibarim. These are the words. Asher titaber. That thou shalt speak. El bnei Yisrael. To the bnei, to the sons, to the bnei, to the children. El bnei Yisrael. To the children, sons of
Shimela, agarat in Jerusalem dana?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 19, here at verse 7, for the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayavo Moshe, Vayikra, Le Ziknei Ha'am. Vayasem lifnehem
Eitakol Hadevarim, Ha'el Asher Siwahu Yahuwah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Chamish, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, fifth Aliyah, the fifth of offering up here for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 19, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Wayavo Moshe, Wayikra, Lizikney Ha'am, Wayasem, Lifnehem, Eitakol Ha'devarim, Ha'el Asher, Siwahu, Yahuwah. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, commanded him. Wayabo Moshe, Wayikra Zikne Ha'am, Wayasem Lifnehem, Eitkol Hadivarim, Ha'ele, Asher Siwahu, Yahuwah. And Moses came, Wayabo Moshe, and called for the elders of the people, Wayikra Lizikne Ha'am, and set before them, Wayasem Lifnehem, and set before their faces, their perception, Wayasem Lifnehem, Eitkol Ha'devarim Ha'ele, all these words, Eitkol Ha'devarim Ha'ele, Asher Siwahu Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded. Here's the fifth dispensation, law, Torah, extends to the cross. Compare and contrast from Exodus chapter 19, verse 8, to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. The fifth dispensation, Torah, law, direction, instruction, teaching, law, extends to the cross. Verse 8, and all the people answered together and said, all that Yahuwah, all that Jehovah have spoken, we will do. And Moshe and Moses returned the words of the people to Jehovah. Wayainu kol ha'am yachdau wayomru kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh wayashev Moshe eta diberei ha'am eli Yahuwah. And all the people answered together. Vayainu kol ha'am yachdau, and all of the people answered together. Vayainu kol ha'am yachdau, and said, Vayomru, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, we will do. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, we will do. Call Asher Diberi Yahuwah Na'iseh. Vayashev Moshe et Devrei Ha'am Eli Yahuwah. And Moses reported. And Moses returned. And Moses reported. Vayashev Moshe. Eta Dibrei Ha'am. The Dibrei, the words of Ha'am, of the people, Eli Yahuwah, to Jah, redemption, third item, experience, to a people under Torah, under law, direction, instruction, under teaching, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity is, quote, in a thick cloud, end quote, and unapproachable. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to Moshe, lo, look, I come to thee in a thick cloud, that the people Ha'am may hear when I speak with thee, and be live and amen and admit as true thee forever. And Moshe and Moses told the words of Ha'am of the people
to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, go to Ha'am and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them and make them wash the clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yahuwah, Jehovah will come down in the sight of all Ha'am, all the people upon Mount Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds to Ha'am, to the people round about, saying, take heed, take to heed, yourself, go up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount, Ahar, shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be a beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet, the shofar, soundeth long, they shall come up to Ha'har. They shall come up to the mount. And hear the Sheshi, Le Sephardim. Here is the Sheshi for the Sephardim. Here, Exodus chapter 19. At verse 14, the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth offering up, the sixth reading here, the Sephardim. Why Yereda Moshe Mina Hahara Illa Ha'am? Why Kadesha Etta Ha'am? Why Kavasua Sima Lotam? And Moshe and Moses went down from Ha'har, went down from the mount to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to Ha'am, he said to the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the Boker in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon Ha'har, upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet, the voice of the shofar, exceeding loud, so that all Ha'am, all the people that in the camp trembled. And Moshe brought forth Ha'am, brought forth the people out of the camp, to meet with Ha'Elohim. And they stood at the nether part of Ha'har, at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yahuwah Jehovah descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moshe spake, and Elohim, and the true God, answered him by a voice in Voka. And Yahuwah Jehovah came down upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, on the top of Ha'har, on the top of the mount. And Yahuwah Jehovah called Moshe to the top of the mount. And Moshe and Moses went up, and Moses Aliyah.
Yes, I. Shabbat shalom to Melkam Nehud. Yes, I. Shabbat Tov. Here, getting ready for first day service. Right here, Sunday service, a.k.a. at the top of the hour. Next, the revelation of the 10 words, 10 words, 10 commandments. So to bring out the sense of what we're reading and studying here in the scripts and the glory of His Majesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
I, the assembly of the firstborn, here, getting ready for the first day service, Sunday service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Here, the revelation of the 10 words, and what does His Majesty Kamala Hala Selassie mean? I, fulfilling the 10 commandments. So here, Sunday service coming forward. Melkam Ehud, beautifully good first day. Ehud, known as Ehud, Yom HaRishon, and here. And,
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Calling. Yes, I fulfill the first day service coming forward. Hear the word every time. Prince Farah. Yes, I. Prince Farah.
And said unto them, Hear our words which the Lord hath commanded, that ye shall do them. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day shall be the holy day, a day of Sabbath
Rest in for the Almighty. Whosoever doeth work, then shall be put to death. And work they shall put to death, he shall kindly no fire show your navigation upon the Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And the Lord said unto Moses, a tree, two table of stone, like unto first, and I will write upon them the table of words, that were the first table which thou art breaking. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai. Every time I hear the word, 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 the word. Word is wind but blows unkind. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And Moses gather all his congregation of the children of Israel together, and said unto them, hear the word which the Lord hath commanded, that we shall do them. 6 days shall do all thy work, but remember the second day is the Sabbath day. Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, 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 the word. Every time I hear the word.
Yes, I. First day, Melkama Hood. Yes, I. Beautifully good Sunday. Sunday service starts right now, now, now. Calling, calling, calling.
Calling, calling, calling. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now, now. Now, call in, call in, call in, call in, call 515-602-9761, call in 515-602-9761, call in 515-602-9761, call in, call in, call in, call in, call in, call in, to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay, 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 on the replay.